Our next story is about a group of women who are trailblazers, introducing a sport to a country that's never seen it. Marion Poiseau is a surfer, and she's a filmmaker. In her documentary, Into the Sea, she tells the story of three women working together to bring the sport of surfing to Iran.
This is an opportunity to write in the history books and teach the first Iranian women to surf. Today, surfing in Iran is born, and it's a story shaped by women.
Marion Poiseau joins me now from Biarritz in France, one of France's surfing meccas. I mean, first of all, Marion, Iran is not a country I or anyone probably associates with surfing. Where can you surf there?
We can surf on the southeast of Iran in a region called Balochistan, and it's close to the border of Pakistan. So that's the only place we can surf really in Iran.
Right. Balochistan, I've heard mixed reports about how safe it is there. What did you find?
It's meant to be very dangerous, but we found that the hospitality and the welcome of the people that, you know, really surprised us. So until now, everything's been really fine for us.
You go out into the surf, there's nobody there. That means there are not a lot of people in Iran who surf. How do you even go about finding Iranian women who might be interested in surfing?
No one was surfing in Iran before that, actually. We were the first one. And when the first time we went there in 2010, then I made a very short film of this story. I put it on the internet, and we had a lot of feedback from Iranian people, actually, saying, oh, great, you know, there's a surf in Iran. Then when we decided to go back and I wanted to make this film, Into the Sea, I searched on Facebook some sportswomen, Iranian sportswomen, and I found two of them. One of them was a snowboarder called Mona Seraji, and the other one's called Shala, and she's a swimmer. So I asked them, would you like to come join us and learn how to surf? And they just say, yes, of course we want. That's great.
Yeah. You hook up with these women who basically heard about surfing, seen some surfing scenes in American movies, but then they take to it quite well. They almost become ambassadors for the sport.
They were amazing. That's the thing with this story. Nothing would happen individually. It's a teamwork. Everyone's bring energy around it. And because we were this group, it worked.
Right. I have to ask you about the social part of the story. I mean, when the women head out to the surf, they seem to be wearing all sorts of coverings on top of the wetsuit. At one point, there's even a woman wearing like a heavy canvas poncho to cover up her wetsuit. How do you surf in hijab? I mean, is there a special neoprene wetsuit for that?
Until now, we didn't have really special wetsuit, so we just create our own suit, really. Like we had a hijab that we found on Lycra. It's quite slippery. We try some to get things so we can go in the water. But now I'm working with a French-Iranian designer, actually. We're making clothes for that so we can go and surf in better condition and respecting the culture.
In Into the Sea, there was a compelling interview you did with a cleric, a man who was talking about what it would take to kind of bend the theocratic law of Iran to accommodate more sports for women like surfing, which, as you say, doesn't allow for a lot of modesty. After meeting this cleric, what do you think is the biggest challenge to advancing surfing in Iran?
We have the support of the local community and also the support of the religious politic there. So no one really stopped us to do it.
So first time that humans in in Iran go into the water carrying these planks of fiberglass, colorful planks of fiberglass, what kind of looks did you get from bystanders on the shoreline?
Well, people were surprised, of course. Well, the first thing is, in the region, no one saw surfing before. So because we were only women in the water, they thought it was a sport for women. So the men asked us if they can also do it. That was kind of funny at the beginning. The people that's coming, they come and said good feedback. Maybe some people don't like it. I'm sure some people don't like it, actually, but we don't see them. So all I can say now is all the people are coming and just very happy that we're surfing there.
Marion Poiseau is a surfer and the documentary filmmaker behind Into the Sea, about Iranian women surfing in their home country. Marion, great to meet you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Merci.
You can see photos of those amazing women surfers in Iran at PRI.org. Also, what amazing sport are you into? We want to see you in action. Just post a picture on Twitter with the hashtag #TeachHer. One word, teach her. You're with the world.